Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Traver. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen bunts in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cangallosi moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into center field. Cangallosi picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cangallosi. Bonilla moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonilla moves to third. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Baines throws the ball into Tolleson, who tags Lynn trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bonilla scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheets moves to third. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheets scores. O'Malley moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lacy moves to second. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shelby is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Dempsey reaches second base with a double. Sheets scores. O'Malley moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Malley scores. Dempsey scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Bonilla moves to second. Bill Dolly now pitching. Juan Beniquez pinch hits for Fred Lynn. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez takes first base on ball 4. Bonilla moves to third. Lacy moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. Traber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-0, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sheets hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Shelby reaches second base with a double. Sheets scores. O'Malley goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Beniquez now playing left field. John Shelby now playing center field. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Beniquez strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lacy moves to second. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Traber hits a pop-up towards the mound. Dolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Traber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Julio Cruz now playing second base. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Wayne Tolleson now playing shortstop. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shelby for the out. O'Malley moves to second. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Orioles. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston pinch runs for Greg Walker. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tolleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Calderon moves to third. It's 11-2, Orioles. Nate Snell now pitching. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Tolleson moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing first base. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Lacy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beniquez hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dolly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lacy moves to second. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nichols scores. Kittle moves to second. It's 11-3, Orioles. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kittle moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Tom Dodd pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Joel Skinner now catching. Tom Dodd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dodd hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first, with Searage covering, for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. he's got 3 RBIs. Shelby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tolleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.